AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump says he met today with Ben Carson, and Trump announced during tonight's GOP debate in Miami that Dr. Carson will endorse him tomorrow morning. AP correspondent Mike Grosher reports one of Carson's confidants says the endorsement is based on results in primaries and caucuses.
Armstrong Williams, a longtime friend and business manager for Carson, says the endorsement of Donald Trump shows respect to the voters. Williams added, "We need to rally behind the nominee, and you don't want to do it too late."
President Obama says he plans to move quickly to nominate a Supreme Court justice, and he says he hasn't given up his choice will eventually get a Senate vote.
The president says he's seeking someone with impeccable credentials and who in the past would have been confirmed easily.
Not even be questioned as qualified for the court.
This time around, Republicans haven't flinched in their vow to ignore any nominee. At a news conference with visiting Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Obama said that still could change.
My hope is that cooler heads will prevail.
Perhaps, he says, when people reflect on the stakes involved in further politicizing the nation's highest court. Mark Smith at the White House.
A state dinner at the White House tonight.
On behalf of Michelle and myself, welcome to the White House as we host Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Mrs. Gregoire Trudeau, and the Canadian delegation for the first official visit and state dinner with Canada in nearly 20 years.
It is an extraordinary honor for me to be here with you tonight. Thank you so much for the warm welcome you've extended to Canada and to the Canadian delegation and to Sophie and me personally.
Thousands of people have passed by Nancy Reagan's casket in the lobby of her husband's presidential library in California. Tomorrow, she'll be laid to rest next to him. This is AP Radio News. It's that time of the year again, time to set your clocks ahead an hour before going to bed Saturday night, as much of the nation switches to daylight savings time. AP correspondent Matt O'Brien reports some lawmakers in New England are proposing a move from the Eastern time zone to the Atlantic time zone, which would effectively keep the region full time on what is now regarded as daylight savings time.
It was a health advocate in Massachusetts who wrote a column in the Boston Globe that really attracted a lot of attention about the idea of moving New England, at least Massachusetts, from Eastern Standard Time, where nearly half of the United States population is located, to Atlantic Standard Time, which is where some provinces of Canada are located, like Nova Scotia.
Japan is marking the fifth anniversary of that tsunami that left more than 18,000 people dead or missing in 2011. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.